We will get started. So welcome. I am Lisa Crilly Malis, your time strategy visionary, and I am super excited that you have joined me today for how to delegate like a pro, even if you have no one to delegate to. So whenever we attempt to make change in our lives, awareness is our first step. And so my hope for you today is that you start to gain some new awareness around possible opportunities that you have to delegate, possible challenges you're having in solutions when it comes to delegating, and even some new awareness around why it may not have worked in the past, but how it can work now. So first, let's make sure you're in the right place. One, if you're feeling super, super busy about how much you're getting done in your day and what's going on in your life, you are where you need to be, because we're going to talk about some strategies specifically using delegating to reduce some of that strain. Also, if you're looking for an easier way to accomplish your goals because you need some of that breathing space in your day, delegating is one of those strategies that can help you do that. Finally, before we get started, I want to make sure that we do a little bit of housekeeping. So the first thing is, technology is wonderful, love technology, and if somehow you get disconnected during our time together, no worries, just click through on that email and come back in. If something happens and I get disconnected, please don't leave. I promise that I will be right back. Also, I would love your feedback on this platform as I'm looking to possibly change for next month's webinar. So I'd love to know what you like or don't like about what we're doing today. And so what I did choose deliberately to do today was no slide share, no screen share, just some content and leaving more time for Q&A than I typically do in a webinar. And so that, which is why I've brought you in on video when possible, so that you have the opportunity to look at each other as we're talking and discussing. And second thing is, pull off anything that may pull your attention away. So when I say pull off, I mean like if you think you might be pulled into looking at email, go ahead and close the browser out. I am anticipating this webinar probably will go about 40 minutes, maybe a little bit longer if there's lots of questions. And so try to be mindful for just 40 minutes. It's a tough thing to do. So know the things that distract you and try to close those out. If you'll notice, the door to my office is closed behind me. Today's one of those rare days that my husband's actually home. And so more than likely, he will forget that we're doing the webinar today and he will need me. So the door closed is how I avoid that distraction of him and his dog. And then thirdly, know that if you are listening to this webinar and some of the pieces are clicking with you, but you're feeling like they're not as personalized as you would like them to be, that's normal. You're unique, your time management system is unique, and so I'm going to try to give as many examples as I can to try to cover a lot of different personality types and different situations, but know that this is one small piece in the whole big time management plan that's out there. And I will give information about halfway through our webinar today on if you want to move faster, you want more, and you're a little impatient because you are tired of trying to figure it out on your own, how that we can look at working together. It'll be about halfway through because I know that sometimes people need to leave early. Also, if you're sitting there thinking, oh my gosh, she's going to spend her whole webinar selling to us, that's not true. I'm just going to share, if you want more, how you that can happen. It'll probably be about 30 seconds of that. So hold on. And as always, after I make an offer on a webinar, there's always something really juicy coming right after it. So don't click off when I share more. And thank you. I'm sorry. As I glance up, I'm looking at my notes to make sure I don't forget anything. Thank you for helping me try out the chat. That is how we'll communicate during the webinar. So if you have questions, feel free, jot them down in the chat and I will answer them as they come in. I'm happy to do so. So what I want to know as we're talking about the chat is, on a scale of 1 to 4, how busy do you feel right now? So are you a 1 where you're feeling as if you are so busy, you don't know if you're coming or going, Everything is out of control? Or are you a four where you're feeling like, I've got it handled. I have everything. I have all the space I need in the day to breathe. I can easily accomplish the things I want to do. Or are you somewhere in between? So if you could put that in the chat, that'll help me know where you guys are right now. And I can help adapt my presentation a little bit based on the feedback I'm getting. So your chat, so I've got a three. So one is crazy busy. Four is I've got it under control. So I've got a three coming in. I've got a four, so I have a two. Anyone out there at a one? I'm going to get one of everything. All right. Thank you guys for participating. And so I'm going to try to skew this a little more towards those people. And I have another two. I'm going to skew a little more, not to the extreme, but a little bit more to the middle, to the I've got it under control end for you guys today. So. I know that many of my clients kind of fall in this area where they know that to be able to be more effective and efficient, they need to have some time to plan and to think through. But in order to have some time to plan and think through, they need to be more effective and efficient. So it's like this catch-22 that's going on. And so what we're going to use today is some of that planning time so we can kind of get ahead of the curve on the catch-22, if you will, and look at what are some possible ways that you can get some stuff off your plate and to delegate. So I know that typically in the past, people have shared, you know, I would delegate, but by the time I get done explaining what I want people to do, it'd be easier just to do it myself. Also, I hear, you know, I've delegated in the past and I haven't gotten good results back, which is frustrating. I can understand that. And then my favorite one, I have no one to delegate to. And so we're going to spend more time on that I have no one to delegate to piece, but we're also going to touch on those other two today, just so that you kind of know what's coming up and coming down the path. So we're going to talk about how do you make sure, two questions that you can ask yourself to make sure that you're actually doing tasks or delegating tasks that need done or that need delegated. Also, we are going to make sure that we go through a simple three-step system on how to delegate effectively. And then we are also going to talk about your personalized solutions, making sure that you have a blueprint and a path to move forward with. So let's get started first with why should you listen to me? So let me give you a little quick background for those of you who have not heard my story before. Because truly, it's not worth your time to be on the webinar with me today if I don't know what I'm talking about. So let me give you a little bit of background. I have been a time strategy visionary and helping motivated adults for about 15 years in total. I started in high school education as an athletic director and a high school teacher, and then moved into this arena of coaching. And so I've been running my coaching business for 5 years. And before that, and as a certified coach, I'm certified actually through two organizations. And before that, I worked with busy, motivated people all the time. And so what I have found as I work with people who are super busy is that many of them fall into the category that I fell into. If there's more work, you just went in earlier and you stay later. Versus trying to figure out how to shorten that work time up because you feel like you have to get it all done and you don't know how else to do it other than doing it all alone. That philosophy for me led to a health crisis, which led me to need to change careers. And in order to do that, I had to figure out how to move my natural inclination of do it all now into a place where I could have some balance and ease in my life. And once I figured out that blueprint for me, I then knew that I could teach that to people who are similar in personality that I am. And so that's kind of a quick, very quick recap of my journey of where I started and how I came here. But what I want to leave you with, the important part of that story is no matter where you were on that scale of 1 to 4, there is a chance, a very strong chance that you can move the needle a little bit for yourself. And you're going to be able to start by doing that today as we start to build your blueprint. So let's get started. And as I'm looking at my notes, I can't remember if I've done this yet. So forgive me if I have, but for those of you who are taking this webinar today as a CEU for credit, your first code word is spring. The sun is out. It feels like spring here in Ohio today. So S-P-R-I-N-G. There will be a total of three code words, one in the middle, one at the end. So if you are on the webinar right now taking this first CEU credit and I have forgotten to give you your code words halfway through, please type in the chat to remind me and I will by all means do that. So let's get started. The first thing that I want you to do right now is I want you to write down on a piece of paper all the things you have on your that you have to accomplish today and tomorrow. Everything on your plate, your business stuff, your personal stuff, volunteer work, all of it. And I'm going to be quiet for a minute while you do that. Write everything down that you need to do. Now remember, you're writing down everything that's on your plate. Business, personal, volunteer, everything on your plate. Even the fun stuff, yes. Everything, thank you for asking. Even the fun stuff, everything that's on your plate. Now, what I would like you to do is add to this list everything that you're not getting done. What's everything, business, personal, volunteer, fun stuff, all the stuff that's not getting done? Add this to the list. If you need more time, feel free to come back to this exercise afterwards and flesh this out. But what I want you to do is, as you're looking at that list, is I want you to recognize first and foremost, this is not your to-do list. I want you to keep that in mind as we work through this exercise, not your to-do list, okay? These are just things that have come into your head right now that you feel as if they are on your plate. And there are also things that have come into your head at this moment that you are feeling a sense of unease or discomfort because they're not getting done. Some are getting done, some aren't getting done, some are getting done sporadically. Either way, for our intents and purpose right now, this is not a to-do list. This is just a list of stuff that you feel responsible for getting completed. And so now we have some data. We know what's on our plate. So it's time to move into, I promised you, a three-step, simple, easy to implement, three-step system for how to delegate more effectively. So our first step, when I use these three steps, I use the word AWE, or the acronym AWE, A-W-E. A is our first step, and it is for awareness. And so we have started to build that awareness right now by creating, getting some data down on what's on our plate. We want to go a little bit deeper here. And so what I want you to do is we want to look at this list and you want to decide, are all these things on the list worth the time to complete those tasks? Are they really worth it? So at the beginning, I promised you two questions that you could ask yourself to make sure that the tasks that you are that are on your plate are actually worth doing. And so the first thing, and I want to do it in such a way that it takes out the emotion and it takes out all that stuff, and it makes it very data-driven, very black and white. So the first thing is I want you to go through your list and next to look at your first thing on the list, and I want you to write next to it what goal that task directly relates to. So for example, if it is grocery shopping, then for, or just use me, let's say grocery shopping is on the list, which it actually is for this afternoon. So grocery shopping is on my list. That relates to my goal of staying healthy. So that's a personal goal of mine. And so there's a direct correlation. So I want you to go through each item on your list and write what goal it directly relates to. And so I'll be quiet again and give you a minute or so to work through that. Yes, I am. I am assuming that you've made goals rather than you're rushing from one thing to another. So thank you. You're the best webinar participant ever. So let me talk about that a little bit. Back when I shared my story with you, I glossed over the fact that though I was super busy all the time, I didn't catch the fact that I wasn't doing the things that were most important to me. I was busy, busy, busy all the time, going from sun up to sundown, blah, blah, blah. I'm not taking care of myself, not taking care of my family, not doing all of those things. And so I didn't slow down and I didn't pause. So if you are in that place right now where you're struggling to line up your tasks with your values, your dreams, your goals, because you're so busy rushing that you don't know what your goals and vision and dreams are, I cannot encourage you enough at this moment to schedule time into your calendar. I mean, the nice thing is today's a Friday. Schedule it in for the weekend and give yourself some quiet time to sit and reflect and figure out what is your purpose? Where do you want to go? What's your dream? What are you trying to do? So that, and then come back to this exercise. In fact, if you are seriously in that place where you're not sure about your goals, please stay on because the rest of this will be of value to you, but you'll get a lot more value redoing this exercise after you can line it up. And so now that I'm off my soapbox and coming back to this, what I would love is if some of you could type into the chat for me, are there any tasks that you are finding it difficult to line up with a goal? And I know that can be a scary thing to admit, but I would love to know, are there any tasks that you're finding difficult to line up with a goal? Okay, so here's the good news, I think. Either everyone has every task lined up directly with the goal, or you don't want to admit it. So let me just cover both of those scenarios just in case. So first part is, if every task lines up with a goal, great. That means that what you're spending your time on throughout the day is in line with who you want to be in the future versus just spending time on throughout the day on things that are on your plate in front of you that you're just doing because you've always done. If you're looking at it and you're seeing a number of items that do not line up directly with a goal, I want you to seriously consider why you are doing that task. So for example, I'll give an, I'll share a client example with you. It's my book club example. I had a client who every month went to book club. She'd been doing it for years. And as we were looking at her calendar and trying to find space in her calendar for her, one of the things she said was, you know, she's going to book club. And I said, oh, that's awesome. How long have you been going? Why, you know, blah, blah, blah. Why do you go? All of those things. And through conversation, what we discovered was she started going to book club years ago. However, her reason at that time was because her kids were little. She needed to get out of the house, have some adult conversation, all of those pieces. Fast forward, she's still going to book club because she's always gone to book club. Yet what's happened is that her goals have changed. Her needs have changed. She's running her own business now. She doesn't need adult conversation. She gets it all the time. So the reason she was going to book club no longer applied, yet she didn't catch that the activity, the value had changed. And so sometimes if you're looking at a list of tasks and they don't directly line up with a goal, it could be just because you are different than you were when those tasks first came into your life. So now the second question to ask yourself. So now we have a list of tasks. Some of you may have tasks that you've crossed off now because you've said, you know, these are not lining up with any goals for me. And so the second question to ask yourself is, are you the only person who could do this task? And I want you to be so stingy here, because if you are not stingy in this next part of the exercise, you might as well click off the webinar and go do some more work yourself, because there are things that only you can do. And that is not everything in the world. So I want you to look through that list and identify and put a star next to the things that only you can do. It's only you, only your skill set that will work here. And I want to give you an example here. One of my clients has multiple support personnel on her team, and she delegates really, really well. And last week we had a conversation where she said she was feeling really behind because she spent a lot of time, like 26 hours over the previous week, working on a computer issue. And I mean, and I'm not going to go through all the technical detail, but there were a lot of different pieces with it. And so I said to her, I said, laughingly, when did you become a computer technician? She just kind of laughed and she's like, well, I didn't, but you know, I was the only one that could do this. And I said, really? And so we started to delve into all the pieces, and there were many pieces. There was a hard drive issue that she had to work with the Apple support, whatever that Apple Care or whatever that support thing is. She was having trouble with her cloud-based storage. And so that was a trip to Staples to change that up. And she was having some website problems. Like, there's a lot of stuff that was going on for her that she needed to make some change, that she needed to cover. And so when we talk about doing things that only you can do, as we delved through this challenge with her, what we realized was that she probably was the only one in that moment who could be on the phone with the support team at Apple, because she knew the background. She knew the things that she had tried. She was in her office with the device, all of those things. And so in that moment in time, because she does not have a tech person on staff, probably that was something that only she could do. However, the cloud-based storage piece and driving out to Staples absolutely did not need her hands on it. And as there was also the idea of the website challenges that she was having, again, did not need her hands on it. And so when you're looking at your list and deciding what are the things that only you can do, be stingy. So I'm going to give you some time to look through that. Put a star next to things that only you can do. And I have a couple people who just popped in. I want to make sure I can mute you. If you just popped on the call and you feel free, you can mute yourself down the bottom left-hand corner of the screen. right. So I want you to type in the chat for me, please. What are some of the things you're finding on your list that are not things that only, let me flip it the other way. Type in the chat for me, please. I'll start over. Type in the chat for me, please. What are some of the things on your list that only you can do? Type those into the list for me. I want to know, what are some of the things that only you can do? No one else could do, but just you. All right, so accounting. So only you can do the accounting. Great. What else? What are some things? Write your blogs. Only you can write your blogs. Exercise, reviewing, and responding to email. Great. What else are some things that only you can do? Most of, look at you jumping ahead. Most of the items on my list, someone else can do. Yes. Typically, when you're stingy and when you have a really clear view of who you are at your highest, most productive, most biggest, best self, you'll realize there's a lot on your list that someone else can do. And that's what we're going to work with right now. So we were in step, first step, awareness, A for awareness. And it was all about being clear on what's on our plate and getting clear on what only we can do. So now we're going to start working into the second part. We're going to go into, sorry, I just got a private chat. For those of you who know multitasking is bad, I'm living proof of it right now because I just got a private chat to me and threw me right off my game. The answer is yes, sales wizard. As we're in the second step, W4, work, this is the place where we want to take this new awareness we have. There's a number of things on our list that do not have to be done by just us. And how do we turn this into actual implementation? What's our next step? And so we're going to brainstorm right now. We are going to brainstorm a list of possibilities of resources that we have that we can delegate to. Now, this is where I tend to get a lot of resistance when I do this type of a presentation, because people are so convinced they have no one to delegate to. And so I want you to open your mind to the possibilities. Just play along with me for a moment. Let's start looking at some possible people we have that we can delegate to. For some people, it's easier to think about them as a person, like Jane or Joe or John or something like that. Other people, it's easier just to think in general categories. And so that's what we're going to do now. And I'm going to help you start to brainstorm, because what our goal here is to take some of those things on your list that are not things that only you can do and try to find one or two today so that we can start the delegating process. So we want to try to start to identify some resources. And so we're going to start to brainstorm some ideas. And so I want to, let me help get you started. Family. Family is a great potential resource. I laugh. Even a four-year-old can make their bed. Sometimes you have to adapt your idea of success. But again, family is a great potential resource. High school and college kids are great delegating resources when we're looking, looking a little bit more outside the box. Obviously, support staff, if you're in a work environment, support staff is something you've probably already looked at, some admin support staff or possibly some even coworkers. Sometimes the best thing you can do is swap jobs with coworkers if one person likes to write and one person doesn't. There's high school kids, college kids that you can, and so things like landscaping, like household things. Because when we're thinking of delegating, think of it your whole life. That's why I had you write everything down on your list, personal and business. interns. I just spoke with the person in charge of the intern program out at, for those of you here in this, in Northeast Ohio, out at Baldwin-Wallace College, or I think they're Baldwin-Wallace University now, and was amazed at the robust internship program they have available out there. And just that whole, so that's a great area to look into. There's also the idea of delegating to a specific resource, someone who does this work specifically. So back to my example with the website stuff, what she realized was that, you know what, a piece of that was all WordPress for her website. And if she could get a WordPress person, then she could delegate all those pieces out. You know, maybe it's a marketing person. Maybe it's an accountant, a bookkeeper. There are those types of tasks that you can delegate to a professional in that field. There's also the idea of someone who's retired. That's a huge workforce out there, whether they're, even if they're retired, like, consider them for a second a resource, that they like getting their hands back in and stuff that they've did for years for a couple hours a week. So I'm going to be quiet again for a moment for you. I'm going to let you think for a second and start typing in the chat. What are some resources that are coming up in your mind right now? How would you like to make some phone calls for me? I am not your resource, Mr. Little. But I'll bet there are people on here who could be your resource. What are some of your resources? Give me some ideas. I gave you a start on the brainstorm. So direct reports, absolutely. What are some other possible resources? Have an assistant enter some bookkeeping entries. Good. What else? Give me some more. A personal virtual assistant. Thank you, Hugh, for putting that on there. I forgot. I have a whole list taped up here to my wall and totally forgot to mention a VA. And VAs do a multiple of things. Everything from admin work to website stuff to booking vacations to doing personal phone calls to all sorts of things. There are VAs who are like personal assistants all the way to like a secretary or admin person. Give me some other resources. This is the place where you were going to make the most difference in your delegating piece. Yes, I can absolutely get you some info on VA. So do me a favor and shoot me an email. Just reply back to that email and ask for that. And I will get you some information. Thank you. And yeah, the best part about VAs is that they're not employed, they're subcontractors. So you can decide on the length of time that you want to use them. And I will talk a little bit more about VAs when we go through the third step in our three-step system, because I have a little story to tell you about my VA who's awesome. Okay, as she listens to this video before she uploads it. You're awesome, Holly. All right, so anyone else want to chat, want to tell me about the VA? Or I mean about a resource that they have thought through. Okay. So I don't forget. Code word number two, for those of you taking this for CEU credit, is baseball. B-A-S-E-B-A-L-L. Now that it's spring, we are very close to the official start of baseball season. And remember this date, March 18th, 2016, as I tape this webinar. You heard it here first. The Cleveland Indians will make it to the playoffs this year. I'm not going to go out and say they're going to win the World Series, but I'm at least going to tell you they're going to make the playoffs. So code word two, baseball, B-A-S-E-B-A-L-L. Yes, wild thing. All right, so our goal today, or my goal for you today, is that you are able to delegate at least one thing off your list today. I'm not everything. But I want you to have a clear view of what's on your plate. What are the things that only you can do? One of the things that I found is that if we can identify what we're looking for. So like right now, we know that Hugh typed out that he's looking for someone to make his phone calls. So he has in his mind, he's looking for someone to make phone calls. That person, now that he's identified that, may show up in his space. I spoke with someone actually, who I think I may have met through you. And she was telling a story about how she knew she had met this person. And so it's kind of the flip-flop of Hugh's example right now. But she had met this person and she said to her, this lady, I really admire you. I admire your skill set. I love everything you do. And when my business grows large enough, you will be my CFO. And then 3 years later, her business grew large enough and she knew exactly the person she wanted to bring in for the job. And so building this awareness and getting clear on what's on our plate and what are the things that only we can do opens you up to seeing the possibilities as they arrive. So in Hugh's case, he knows he needs someone to make some phone calls. He also knows now that that's front and center. You may have the best resource in the world that you know is available for you, and now you're just waiting for the work to show up for them. Either way, this is a good thing because it's getting you closer to getting things off your plate so you have more time to breathe. All right, so the next thing that I want to, I lost track of where I was going. I'm glad you guys are still here with me while I regroup. I want to go back for a second to just one more example to make this, if it's not clear, a little more clear. I told you about my client with the computer stuff. And so what she realized was that she needed a tech person. Her company isn't in a place where she would hire tech support as a full-time job. But she now knows that she spent 26 hours in 1 week trying to do computer tech stuff. And that's not what she wants. And so now what she's done is she is now on the lookout for someone who can become familiar with her tech challenges and then can be called upon when something happens. So she doesn't have to do all that. All right, so now I'm going to, in a second, share with you my big super secret time management secret. Super secret time management productivity big deal with you. I laugh and call it the secret key to life, but that's kind of to me what it is. So before I go into that, what I want to do is share with you, if you are right now looking at your list and you're thinking, you know what, there's a lot of things on here that I could delegate to. I'm coming up with a couple examples. I want more. Or you're thinking, you know what, I need some personalized attention. I don't want to figure this out on my own. I want to move faster. I'm smart. I'm motivated. I want to get to where I want to get a lot quicker and a lot faster. If you're in that place, then what I invite you to do right now is to consider working with me. Apply for a complimentary discovery conversation. And this is where we talk through your challenges. We figure out what's going on with you, and then I offer solutions for how I can help. That's all it is. And so all you need to do to apply for that is just hit reply on the email that you used to log into this webinar, and that will allow us to move to your next best step. Because remember, you're getting a tiny piece today, and there is so much more. So much more when it comes to creating your unique time management plan. And what I have found recently from working with a coach myself is that typically it takes people 9 to 24 months from when they meet me until they become clients. Yet, once they become clients, they all say the same thing. I wish I would have started sooner because things didn't get any easier. They only got busier. So what I'm asking you today is to think, you know what? I'm tired of doing this on my own. I'm ready for some more help. And just hit reply to the email and we'll work through your next steps. So what I want to do now is if you have any questions about the discovery conversation or that process, ask me right now. And so you can type it into the chat, or if you're there and you want to unmute yourself and ask the question, feel free to do that because I want to answer those for you before we move on to the third step in our big secret time management productivity secret. Any questions in the chat?
I don't have a question, but I do want to say some things about Lisa, and y'all will think this is a setup. Lisa didn't know anything about this until I texted her a minute ago and asked for permission to say some things about her. And folks, Lisa has been my time task management coach for the last couple of years. And because of Lisa and the things that she's taught me and the things that she's worked with me on, I've been able to reduce my work week from 6 days to four and be more productive at the same time. And I don't know what Lisa is asking in return for her services at this point in time, but I will tell you that whatever it is, you're going to make a whole lot more money if you coach with Lisa and let her tell you what you need to do, and then you do that, you take action, and it'll change your life, folks. It will absolutely change your life and your business for the better, and you'll make back way more money than you ever invest to take advantage of Lisa's coaching. And what she said a minute ago about just touching the tip of the iceberg in this this particular session, that is exactly right. Because the real value that Lisa brings is that she asks great questions, and she's asking all the easy ones today. You get to hear the hard ones when you start working with her, and it's the hard ones that change everything for you and that make things better, because you give the answers to that, those questions. And the other thing is that Lisa constantly follows up with me to make sure that I'm still on track. Because making changes in your life means that you have to form new habits. And sometimes it's very easy to slip back into the old ones. I am here to tell you that that is absolutely the truth, and that Lisa constantly keeps me on course. So I just can't really say enough nice things about Lisa, but I wanted to say a few here. And Lisa, just really appreciate everything you've done for me.
Well, thank you, Hugh, for jumping on. I appreciate that. And for those of you who are sitting there thinking they planned this, it was not. I didn't even realize he was going to be on our webinar today. So thank you for your kind words, Hugh. I really appreciate it. So typically there's a couple questions about the discovery conversation. I want to run through them with you really quick, just so that you're clear of what it is that I'm offering for you today. A lot of people ask how long is the conversation, 20 minutes to 45 minutes, just depending on what you're bringing to the table. And is it another question I typically get, you know, do I have to be, a one on a scale of one to four, or a four on a scale of one to four? No, it's just, you need to be someone who wants more efficiency, more productivity, more fun in your day in order to apply for a conversation. A third question I get is this a sales conversation? No, this is a resource conversation. You have a challenge and I give you a resource. It may be me, it may be someone in my referral network, it may be a book, who knows? But this is your chance to come with a challenge and for me to give you a resource. Okay, so in order to apply for one of those, just hit reply to the email and we can make that happen. And I know I keep saying apply. That's another conversation that people, or question people will ask, you know, what does this mean? I won't get one. It just means that if I don't think I can help you, I'm not going to waste your time by having a conversation. I'll just give you a couple other resources so that we don't, that's what apply means. It just means that I want to make sure I talk with people who I can actually give them their next step. And if I'm not that next step, I'll give you your next step, but you don't have to talk to me for it. Okay. Now, back to delegating. I know you're thinking, some of you are thinking, definitely thinking, this delegating thing's a great idea. But guess what? It doesn't work for me. I've tried it. I've had a list of resources. I looked at my stuff. I've tried it. I'm unique. My time management system is unique. My situation's unique. It's not like what you're talking about. It just doesn't work. So I'm going to give you three reasons why delegating may not have worked for you in the past. To help get you over that hurdle. And again, like Hugh so eloquently shared with us a moment ago, it's the tougher questions that we need to dig into. And it's hard to do that if I don't know what your challenges are. And so I'm going to give you a couple examples that may speak to you. So the first reason delegating sometimes doesn't work is you haven't matched the person in the skill set well. And I'll give you an example. One of my clients or a receptionist was looking to get more involved other than just doing her job description. And so they said, you know what, if there are other principals in the company that can use you, absolutely. Let's see what you can do. And so he delegated to her, getting out some letters to clients. Seemed great at the outset. Her skill, not proofreading. And so he delegated a task to a person, and they'd skills didn't match. It was not a great experience. And of course he comes back to the call and he's like, this delegating thing doesn't work. It does work. You just have to make sure that you've matched your skill in the skill of the person to the skill needed for the task. He now uses her to prep for all his out of town trips, to make travel arrangements. Like, there's a ton that she now is able to help him with. He just knows proofreading is not one of those things. So that's one of the reasons. The second reason that delegating may not be working for you is that you may not have matched the level of delegation. And what I mean by that is there are typically 6 levels of delegation. It goes from, here's the task, go do it, I trust you completely, you don't need to come back to me, all the way to, here's the task, check in with me every second along the way with every decision you make, and I need to approve it before you can move forward, and everything in between. So if you're delegating at one end and the person is comfortable at the other, there's a lot of miscommunication going on in the middle. And a story that I'll share there with you all, doesn't necessarily put me in a great light, but I'll share it with you anyway so you can learn. I was once on a board, and we had talked about, for months and months and months, we had talked about surveying our members and finding out what they liked about the organization, what they wanted more of, things like that. And we were coming up upon our strategic planning meeting. And so I thought, you know, it would be a good idea to get the input from the members before our strategic planning meeting. So at our board meeting, before the last board meeting before that meeting, I brought it back to the table, and the president said to me, you're right, go ahead, we want to survey our members. So what Lisa heard was, level 6 delegation, take it, run with it, no need to come back to me. Created a survey, sent it to our members, compiled all the results, brought it to our strategic planning meeting, feeling like a rock star. Get there, the president, not happy, because she's delegating to me like a level, 2, maybe 3, which was, create the list of questions, send them to me for approval, send them out to our member, send me the raw data, compile the data, send me your conclusions. And so she's mad. And then I'm mad because I think I'm a rock star. And, and this was all a miscommunication. She's thinking I'm going to do something on one level. I'm thinking she wants me to do it on another. And the whole thing, in case you're wondering, fell apart. It was a big brouhaha. So anyway, that's the second reason things may not be working when you're delegating. The third reason that it may not be working is you may not have actually matched the time saved with the time needed to complete the task. And so what I mean by that is, let's go back to like a website example. If you are going to revamp your website, and that is not in your skill set, and it is not something that you typically would say, this is only something that only I can do, there's going to be time needed to invest in that as you delegate that to someone else. So if you're delegating that task to someone who has expertise in that area, the amount of back and forth is probably going to be minimal. Versus if you're going to delegate that to someone who has not done it before, in which case that amount of back and forth is going to increase a lot. And so when you say sometimes I could have saved time doing it myself, you want to look at that and really examine that. How much time will it take me to do this versus how much time will I save? And make sure that you're matching that the time saved exceeds the time needed. So there are some tasks that are one-off tasks that you have to think about differently than the tasks that are repetitive tasks. So even if it takes you a long time on the first or second repetitive task, that time is made up further down the road. Versus if it's a one-off task, you want to look at how long would it take me to do it myself? How long would it take me to explain to someone how to do it and make sure that's in balance? So hopefully that makes sense. So 3 steps. We're in the 3rd step now. Rolling into the end here. Evaluation is our third step. A is for awareness, W is for work, E is for evaluation. I promised you my secret key to time management in life. So here's the secret key to life. You're getting it here on the 18th of March. Here's our secret key to life. And it's do more of what works and less of what doesn't. Right? It makes complete sense. Do more of what works and less of what doesn't. The problem that we come into here is that we don't catch what's working because we're so busy going from one task to the next, to the next, to the next, that we don't identify what's working and what's not. And so this step is the step that typically we skip because we're so busy. However, this is the step that can make the biggest impact for you. What's working, what's not, what can you do differently? And so I'm going to give you an example for me. I have a virtual assistant whom I love and adore, and she takes a lot of things off my plate. And recently, her and I had a discussion about, you know, what was she doing? What were things she would like to do more of? What would things she'd like to do less of? And how many hours does she work for, you know, in general, a month for me? And as we were going through all this data and doing an evaluation of, you know, how she could best be of service to me and how I could best utilize her, we realized that the tasks she does for me typically are 10, 15 minute tasks. Every once in a while, there's an hour or 2 hour task. Like, that's crazy to think that I have been able to delegate things out in 10 and 15 minute increments to where she's working about, let's just say 20 hours a month for me on my things. And it's in little pieces here and there that we've gathered along the way. So those are some of the things that you can learn when you're doing that evaluation stage. So I want to recap here before we open for questions. Awareness, work, and evaluation. Be clear about what's on your task list. Be clear about what you can do and only you can do. Then continue to build out in the work stage potential delegation resources, either by position or by name. You know, look at your people around you in the neighborhood, in your workspace, in your family, people that retired. There's lots of resources out there. You just have to be open to seeing them when they come into your path. And then finally, the evaluation phase. Do more of what works. Be clear about what works and do more of that. So in a second, I'm going to go ahead and unmute you all. I'm going to, you can enable your video if you'd like. That's why I use this way so we can look at each other and talk, and you can ask questions. And so when you ask questions, you can ask two types of questions. The first question is, bring me a challenge you have right now. Anything you learned today, bring it here and let's see if we can fine tune through it. Second question is, you can ask any questions about any of the programs I offer or the discovery conversation. You know, how can I help you achieve more in less time so you can do more of what you love? I am open to answering any of those questions. And know that I told you that we would probably be 40 to 60 minutes. I will stay until the last question is answered. You, however, may leave when your last question is answered. I'm great with that. So that I don't forget, those of you on the code words, our third code word is delegate, D-E-L-E-G-A-T-E. My goal for you is after today, you have delegated at least one more thing off your plate so that you can gain back some of your time. So with that being said, I am going to unmute all of you so that you can ask questions, type them in the chat if you'd like, ask them verbally. And for those of you who are here that want to open up your video, please do. So this is your chance to pick my brain. I'm feeling crickets. No questions, no specific examples. No, I have this task and I want to delegate it, but I don't know who to or how to. None of those?
I don't have a question, but I do want to just say thank you so much for the webinar. Even though I've been coaching with you for a couple of years, I always learn something new every time I talk to you or listen to you. And Folks, I want to assure you again that what I said earlier and what I'm saying now, that Lisa is great and you need to work with her, is totally unsolicited, and I basically say it just to embarrass her.
I am. I feel myself getting red right now. Thank you, I think.
You're welcome.
I do appreciate your kind words, Hugh, very much. Thank you. Any questions at all? I'm a big believer is when things are done, they're done, and we don't need to stick out for the sake of hanging out for no reason. So I'm going to give you a last chance if you have a question to ask it. And if not, I appreciate you being with us. Next month, be looking. I think I'm going to do a webinar every month. So watch the newsletter for information on next month's. All right. Thank you for the compliment. I appreciate it. All right. You guys have a wonderful weekend. Thank you so much for being here.